Hosting a dinner party can be a lot of work. You have to clean your house, or at least move that clutter around, cook for a group of people, and then clean up again after dinner. I know there are a lot of hacks and tips for making the whole process easier, but this post has nothing to do with any of those. It's about the heart of a dinner party. Why would you go to the trouble of hosting a dinner? Because breaking bread with strangers turns them into friends, and sharing a meal with friends deepens your bond even more. To me, it's the ultimate show of friendship to invite someone to your home for a meal. If my kitchen is open to you, my heart is open to you too. A good dinner party isn't about the table setting, the cheese platter, or even the main dish. It's about making memories around the table. I was first introduced to this idea by a book called Bread and Wine, A Love Letter to Life Around the Table by Shauna Nyquist. She writes so beautifully about how food connects people and how nourishing others can actually be the most soul-nourishing experience for ourselves. Even though Shauna's books are often classified as Christian reads, I found the messages to be universal and quite inspiring. When I read Bread and Wine in 2014, we lived in a small space that we'd started to outgrow. I had never really cooked for a crowd, and I didn't have enough matching place settings for more than six people. Nonetheless, the book inspired me to host my first dinner. You couldn't really call it a party. We invited a family that we sort of knew from the kids' school over for dinner. Our girls were in the same class at the time. I was so nervous about the space and presentation. We served fajitas, and I felt like my cooking was meh that day, but it's still one of my most memorable dinner get-togethers. That evening, our families became friends, a new comfort level developed between us, and my fear of small space, imperfect entertaining was conquered. Since then, the same family has grown to be one of our closest friends. We celebrate festivals together, have our own annual traditions, and now we can pop in at each other's place anytime without the fear of judgment over a messy house. Although I'm usually the only one with laundry drying on the banister. Even though I'm a dinner party veteran now and usually host one or two dinners a month along with my annual Diwali gathering for 40 to 50 people, my favorite dinners are always the ones where there are intimate conversations and you really get to know people. This is why you should host a dinner party. It strengthens your friendships, increases your confidence in the kitchen, and makes your house feel like a home. To celebrate the dinner party and all other forms of entertaining, this year I'm adding a new section to the blog called Gather. Here we'll share quick and easy recipes for feeding a crowd, dinner party tips, ideas for decor, and glimpses into our own personal celebrations and traditions at the Pink Chai House. I hope you'll join me at my virtual dining table.